KPCC's podcasts are supported by Harvey Mudd College, where engineering, science, and mathematics are informed by the liberal arts. Students and faculty working together to solve problems and serve society. Online at hmc.edu.
It's very labor intensive, requires a tremendous team. AirTalk, for example, has four of us who work on the program. That doesn't even count the technical team that's involved. That's just content. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. That's what it takes to bring you this kind of coverage. And listeners like you have paid the bill to this point.
And for a $10 a month gift, we want to give you, which is our most popular giving level for most of our listeners, we'd like to give you as a thank you gift the Procrastinators Pack. I love the name of that. It includes a KPCC reusable grocery bag, broadcast schedule mouse pad, and the KPCC lapel pin, which shows your support to
should
KPCC.
Should be an alarm clock in that if it's Procrastinators. That'd be our little watch. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. It's for our most popular level of giving, $10 a month, but that's not required. We just throw that out so you know kind of what a level is.
That's right.
But you can give more, you can give less. We're just happy to have you as a part of the KPCC member family. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722.
We want to grow the family and want you to come in, KPCC.org. And Larry, you're so right about commercial sources for news. They can't do what we do here.
No way. There's no model for
there's it. There's no way. And you know, as a listener, this is the only place you get the kind of in-depth conversations that you carry on even after when you go into the office. You talk about what you heard on Air Talk with Larry Mantle. You start discussions on your own from the knowledge that you get on KPCC. You value that. We value you. KPCC.org. Contribute today, 866-888-5722.
Or via the web, KPCC.org. You see all the thank you gifts online. So super convenient. You go there, take a look at how you'd like to be thanked, and the choices are multitudinous. Right now, we're offering for a $10 monthly giving level this great chance to pick up the, Procrastinator's Pack. That's right. There's so many things in it, I couldn't remember one of them. The reusable grocery bag, broadcast schedule mouse pad, and the KPCC lapel pin. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. And we leave you with this thought. $5,000 to KPCC hangs in the balance thanks to Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coda de Casa. Their incentive to you, 120 members by noon, releases their $5,000 additional dollars in giving to KPCC. Thank you for your support. KPCC.org.
Programming on 89.3 KPCC is supported by UCLA Live, presenting the West Coast premiere of the family theater piece My Uncle Arlie by England's Hoi Polloi Theater. Inspired by the nonsense verse of poet Edward Lear, My Uncle Arlie has music, song, and clowning. Easels become birds, hats take flight, and visual trickery abounds. March 27th to 29th at Froude Playhouse. Information at UCLALive.org.
Wonderful to have you with us this morning on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wherever you're listening in Southern California or online at kpcc.org, you're undoubtedly dealing with the effects of our economy. You heard President Obama last night with his national address and news conference talk about the challenges the country faces. But when you get down to the micro level, how each of us decides to respond to it, a number of tough questions we have to ask ourselves. And to provide a number of the answers is Rick Edelman. He is a financial planner, best-selling author, hosts a syndicated radio program, and his most recent book is titled Rescue Your Money. It's published by the Free Press in paperback. Rick Edelman has been on top 100 lists of financial advisors for Barron's and other publications. Rick Edelman, thanks for joining us on Air Talk.
Oh, great to be with you. Thanks.
I often think that financial advisors are as much psychologists in some ways as actually giving practical financial advice. And so let me begin with that note. What state of mind do you think we need to be in as we respond to seeing our 401ks and our mutual funds depleted?
You're raising a really good point. We learned long ago managing money is pretty easy. Managing the client is sometimes pretty hard because it's a question of not just figuring out what you need to do, but getting the client to do it. And not only to do it, but to keep doing it at the very moment they are least likely to want to. It's okay to be emotional in this environment, Larry. In fact, you'd be really crazy not to be emotional. A lot of folks are scared, confused, and downright angry over all of the situation that we're finding ourselves in with the losses in the real estate market, the stock market, the AIG executive bonus nonsense, corporate jets, on and on and on. A lot of emotion. The problem is that too often people are allowing their emotions to cause them to make investment decisions, and that's very dangerous.
Well, and
it's okay to have these emotions. We just shouldn't let them dictate our actions.
Well, and so how do you do that? I mean, with the clients that you work with on a one-on-one basis, what are the ways you sort of help them take a deep breath and sort of acknowledge the feelings they have about this, but help them focus on decision-making?
Right. We do two things. First, we spend a lot of time, of course, dealing, acknowledging their emotions and commiserating. I share these very same emotions. I'm outraged, like the rest of the country, at the corporate behaviors and the nonsense going on Capitol Hill. I'm as angry as anybody. And we're also shocked at the speed with which the markets have fallen over the past year and a half. So the first thing we do, obviously, is recognize and share that it's okay to feel this way. You're not alone. You're not crazy to be feeling this way. But once we get past that, we then have to do very important things. First, we have to put what's going on right now into historical context. We have to recognize that this is not the first time we have ever experienced an economic environment like this. We have had 13 recessions since World War II. Now, this one is deeper and broader and longer than most on average, but that's about it. It does not suggest Armageddon. It does not suggest the collapse of the economic fabric and the demise of capitalism. So we have to put this in historical perspective by showing our clients what markets have done in past recessions. If we go back to the 2000 to 2002 bear market, or 94, or 87, or the 70s, or the 50s, if we go through all of those, we help clients understand that we've been through periods like this before, and we have come out of them very well. That's the first step.
All right. And let's talk a bit about that, because when we're in economies like this, at least in my adult life, my reaction has been, gosh, it seems like we're never going to come out of it. And when you try and look for what are going to be the precursors that lead us out of a trough like this, it's hard to see them because you're down in the hole. So what are the things that you think are going to be leading indicators that we're making progress of coming out of this?
Well, the problem with it is that, as you noted, when you're in the middle of a storm, it's hard to imagine that the sun will one day shine. And that is why it's so difficult to make investment decisions predicated on that. We have to recognize that there's a very big difference between the economy and the stock market. They are not linked. The economy is going to take longer to recover than the stock market will, because, as you noted, the stock market is a leading indicator. The stock market fell before the recession began, and the market will recover before the recession is over. And that's because stock prices can anticipate what's going to happen next in the economy. So it's very difficult to say, well, what are those indicators? What signs should we be seeing? You're not going to see the signs. Look at this past week. The stock market jumped almost 20% in the last 2 weeks. Did you see it coming? Did anyone see it coming? What were the signs? There weren't any. And that's the problem with trying to say, I'm going to sit on the sidelines until I see the improvement. By then it's too late. You've just missed the last 20% jump in the market.
Well, and that gets us to the point of, you know, what to do with stocks. I mean, all of us who have money in retirement accounts had to make this decision, whether we pulled out, whether we stayed in, whether we moved money around. You know, my feeling always is, I guess I have opposite psychology. When things start going down, getting really bad, I think, gee, you know, this isn't the time to be pulling all your money out, because if you're looking long term, when it turns around, you want to be there.
Well, you're referring to what's called the contrarian theory, which is a very effective approach to money management. You buy when everyone else is selling, and you sell when everyone else is buying. And that is a very tried and true methodology, which is very, very basic. You're basically taking the attitude that the masses get it wrong. And history proves that that's correct. The masses always get it wrong. They sell at the wrong time. They buy at the wrong time. But to help you avoid that mistake, we go to step number two. As I mentioned, the first step is to look at long-term historical performance, not your own personal recent performance. Don't look at your account for the last month or last year. Look at the world for the past century to put everything in proper perspective. That's the first step. The second step, which is vital, is to look at your goals and objectives. In other words, what is it that you're investing for? Is it to get a kid into college? Is it to save for your own retirement? What are your goals? We generally discover that most of our clients have goals of 10 years or more. In other words, they're not investing because they need the money in a month or in a year. They're investing because they're going to retire in 10 or 20 years. Or if they're in retirement, they're generating income for the rest of their lives. Well, that means we have to compare what's going on with your investments now to what you need your investments to be doing for you. And once we do that analysis, we are generally able to show our clients very clearly that despite the turmoil in the marketplace, they are still on track for achieving their goals.
Certified.
And once you realize that the world is not coming to an end, that you will in fact still be able to retire and you still will be able to get your kid in college, you can take a deep sigh of relief, recognizing that, you know what, I can survive this period. I just got to hunker down, keep doing what I'm doing, and eventually we'll get through this and into the next phase.
A certified financial planner, Rick Edelman, who's best-selling author, his latest book, Rescue Your Money from Bad Investments as Well as Big Losses and a Whole Host of Other Problems, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan, published by the Free Press. If you'd like to talk with Rick Edelman and get his advice, depending on your circumstances, he described his clients who have all different kinds of goals for what are their highest priorities and the investment strategies and how to deal with their money is going to be very different depending on those goals. 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. This is a chance for you to get Rick Edelman's professional advice. We're going to offer you his book momentarily as well as one of our thank you gift choices for supporting KPCC. And it's a chance for you to get that kind of advice that hopefully lowers the temperature on the kinds of emotions that we're all going through as a result of the economic crisis and helps us focus on our futures. KPCC.org is a place you can also share your question or comment online on the blog or by calling 866-893-5722. You actually begin this book with what you say is one major goal you should have. What is that major goal?
Very clearly, the major goal that you should have is to achieve financial security. Now, that might sound ridiculously obvious, but you'd be amazed how most people, in my experience, and I host my own radio show around the country, and I do a lot of work for public television with my own TV special now for PBS, and talking to consumers around the country. And many consumers have gotten the mistake that they believe that they're supposed to beat the market. They think that the way they gauge investment success is by whether or not they're doing better than the S&P 500. And that's a huge mistake, because if you're trying to match your performance to what's going on in the market, all you're doing is keeping score. I mean, last year, if you lost 30%, congratulations, you did better than the market. But losing 30% isn't going to make anybody very happy. So the real goal, the goal you should have, is are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Are you on track to achieve financial security? That's all that really matters, and too often people lose sight of that.
All right, we'll continue with Rick Edelman taking your questions. Our phone line's open at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. We look forward to your calls. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC.
My name's Janet Ingram, and I'm a proud member of KPCC. When I first came to the States, I missed the BBC terribly, but that's just not true anymore. But whereas the BBC is kept in business by the government, public radio needs your support. It's easy to take KPCC for granted. I had been, but I do know how much I rely on it and how much I love it. Donating gave me a connection to the station, and I just want to encourage all you listeners to join, support this great radio station.
Janet, that is beautiful. Thank you for that sentiment so much. And as you said, the government support isn't what keeps KPCC going. It's not corporations, not foundations. We do get some funds from those sources, but overwhelmingly,
yeah,
listeners support. Our director of marketing, Betty St. Peter, is with me. We have a challenge with 40 minutes remaining in it.
We really need you to step up right now and call 866-888-5722. Don't hesitate or click at kpcc.org. Because it's you that makes the difference. It's you that brings us programming, and it's you that we need to hear from right now.
Thanks to Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coto de Casa, they are contributing $5,000 additional dollars.
Oh, we could use that.
If we can get to 120 members by noon today, we need every phone line filled right now at 866-888-5722. That's 866-888-5722. Or online, see the array of thank you gifts and make your contribution at kpecc.org.
We're at 62 members and we're almost halfway there, but we could only do it if you right now call 866-888-5722. You count so much more than ever because there is $5,000 hanging in a balance for this challenge, and we could only meet it when you call today, right now.
And Betty, this is really about the financial health of KPCC,
yes,
which fortunately we have been able to absorb the hits of the economy, keep moving forward with KPCC's commitment to serve you with in-depth news and conversation. We're talking also about the micro level of what you as an individual can do to help weather this economic storm with certified financial planner Rick Edelman. His new book, Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. We'd love to get a copy of this book into your hands for $10 a month of support, the most popular level of giving to KPCC. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722.
You might wonder where your contribution goes when you do give to KPCC. Well, let me tell you, it takes money to pay for the NPR dues, for all the syndicated programming that we carry and bring to you every day. It pays for reporters covering local news. It pays for equipment, very practical things, microphones, recorders, headphones, transmitter parts. But we need you to help pay for that. You can be confident that every dollar we spend, we're keeping you in mind. 866-888-5722. Help us to meet this challenge right now.
It is a sure return on your investment because you monitor it out of your radio or your computer speakers regularly. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. $5,722, $10 monthly level of giving. You'll get a copy of certified financial planner Rick Edelman's Rescue Your Money. In fact, he headed up the, I believe it's the educational committee that's part of the whole standards and the process of accrediting certified financial planners. So he's been a very high level of this national organization, knows what he's talking and writing about. You get the book, $10 a month of support. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. As $5,000 hangs in the balance right now.
My name is Violetta, and I live in Pasadena. I've never driven as much as I drive here. When I lived in Paris, I used to take public transportation, and I could read a book, I could listen to music. And here, when you drive, you really can't distract yourself. You have to stay focused. And in LA, your car is your life. And I couldn't be in my car if I didn't have KPCC. I depend on it. You can always rely on it for accurate, non-biased information. And anyone can be a member. You just go to kpcc.org and you just click. It's as easy as that. Or you can call 1-866-888-5722.
Thank you, Violetta. Beautifully said. kpcc.org, 866-888-5722. Here's where we stand. We have 36 minutes remaining in today's Air Talk. And by that time, we need to have heard from 120 members during today's program. If we're successful, with you being successful,
yes,
we fulfill a $5,000 challenge from Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coto de Casa. Betty, where do we stand on reaching this member challenge?
We've got 54 members to go, and it's a big goal, but it's attainable when we hear from you right now. 866-888-5722. Join Bonnie Tedder from Mission Viejo. She says that after living in many parts of the United States and always listening to public radio, she says that KPCC is the crown jewel of NPR members. Stations.
Wow, how
thank
nice.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Well, fortunately, we are the third largest NPR yes. member station in the United States now. That's a result of audience growth, listeners like you supporting the programming on KPCC. You've made it possible because as we've grown, that number is really only significant in that we've been able to build the service to serve you thanks to listeners who've said, yeah, yeah, I get it. I want to contribute right now. It's an investment in my listening. I know the payoff is there. KPCC.org.
And we're here for you 24/7. This is a service that doesn't turn off at the end of the day. No matter what time, in the middle of the night, whatever it is, you could tune into KPCC and you're going to be informed. And I promise you will learn something. And you're a listener. You already know that. So please support us at KPCC.org. Help us to meet this challenge. We still need 51 more. Please call right now or click.
We need to pick up the pace.
Yes.
We're at 51 members to go, and we have only 34 and a half minutes left in this challenge. So I ask you now, please, whatever you're doing, if you can safely set it aside, do so right now. If you're driving and you can safely call, please punch these numbers into your cell. 866-888-5722. 866-888. And the final four digits correspond to the letters KPCC. Or you can click and join if you're at all within range of your computer, kpcc.org. Right now, time is of the essence, your contribution needed now.
Won't you bring us one step closer? You are so important to the life of KPCC. And right now is the time. Right now, don't hesitate. KPCC.org. It only takes a few moments, and it will be so worth the while because it will help us to continue to bring you the kind of programming that you're listening to right now with Larry Mantle.
And get a copy of Rick Edelman's book, Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. Now, I tend to think of financial books as being heavy slogs. This one is so simple, but is complete. And that's what I love about it. It's a wonderful balance. I mean, you can pick it up, read a chapter or two, and there's valuable information here, but it's extremely accessible. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. Most popular level of giving, just 10 bucks a month. You'll get Rick Edelman's book, Rescue Your Money. 48 members to go. Chip and Kitty reveals $5,000 right there, getting warm in their hands, ready to hand over to KPCC figuratively when you come through. KPCC.org, and thanks.
Programming supported by your Mercedes-Benz dealers of Southern California. You can test drive the all-new 2010 Mercedes-Benz GLK compact SUV at your local Mercedes dealer. Dealer locations at mbsocal.com.
This is Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. It's just been reported that an F-22 jet has crashed in the vicinity of Edwards Air Force Base in the high desert. No word on the pilot of that plane. We have any additional information, we will bring it to you just as soon as we have it. Obviously, it's mainly open area around there, but there are some communities as well in that high desert region. As we have any more details on the crash of the F-22, we will bring it to you. But again, it crashed in the vicinity of Edwards Air Force Base. More details undoubtedly forthcoming. This is Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle with certified financial planner, best-selling author, and syndicated radio host Rick Edelman, author of Rescue Your Money. We're taking your calls. Let's talk with Robin in the Silver Lake District. You're on Air Talk.
Hi, thanks. Listen, I made some terrible money management, investment manager decisions, and he made some terrible decisions, lost a tremendous amount of money, now have very, very little left. What is the minimum amount that you would recommend it's worth even talking to someone about? What kind of money are we talking about? Are we talking about a minimum of $100,000, or could it be something as reasonable as 20 or 30 or even 10? What, you know, if I don't have very much money left, what could I do in terms of investments? Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Rick Edelman?
Yeah, that's a great question. Unfortunately, the financial advisory community tends to only work with people who are already rich, as opposed to helping people get rich. And many firms have $250,000, $500,000, or $1 million minimums before they'll take you on as a client. We've worked hard in our practice to try to reduce that problem. Our minimum is $50,000 per household. That's not per account, but all the accounts within a family. And even that $50,000 number is more than what some people have, and we acknowledge that, but due to the economics, it's hard to make it smaller. What you can do on your own, if you don't have the $50,000 to in your household to be able to hire an advisor, you can invest on your own. And in my new book, Rescue Your Money, which is available to you right now on this PBS broadcast, is to show you how you can take control of your money yourself. It's remarkably simple these days, and that's the good news. Thanks to the introduction of something called ETFs, exchange-traded funds, these are dirt cheap, very inexpensive. We provide them to our own clients, and you can obtain these on your own through any discount broker, Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade or Fidelity. All of them make these available to you. They're very inexpensive. You can do them with very small dollar amounts. You can also use index funds, which are equally inexpensive. So there are ways for you to do this on your own until you can get to that $50,000 minimum where it becomes affordable to work with an advisor. In my book, Rescue Your Money, I show you how to create that asset allocation. And in my prior book, The Lies About Money, I actually build that allocation model for you so that you know exactly how to go about investing your money.
All right. Robin, we appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Christine in Hollywood, welcome to Air Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm 27 years old. I have $19,000 to my name in a money market account, and I'm wondering what should I be doing with it if I'm eventually saving for a house?
When do you plan to buy the house?
Oh, probably 10 years.
And how much money do you spend on a monthly basis?
How much? I spend a lot of money. I'm a little bit of a clothing shopaholic, but I'm...
So how much would you say?
I'm trying to cut that. $2,000.
About $2,000 a month. Then what you need to do is have in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $15,000 in cash reserves. Now you said you've got $19,000, which means you've got that accomplished, which is terrific. Do you have any credit card debt?
No, but I have student loan debt of $18,000.
Okay, but just go ahead and make the student loan payment regularly every month. Don't be in a hurry to pay that off. Same thing with car payments. Just break it, make your regular payment. So you have $4,000 that you can apply toward your new home. The other $10,000 to $15,000 you need to leave alone as cash reserves in case you lose your job, you have a medical crisis, the car breaks down, or what have you. So what you simply want to do is continue adding to your savings because you need that as much cash as possible for the down payment on the house. I would not recommend that you put that money into stocks or mutual funds or anything like that because of the volatility associated with it. If you're really not going to buy the house for 10 years, you can go ahead and buy mutual funds. But if you think you're going to buy the house in as little as 3 years, you need to just put the money into the bank where the rest of your cash is.
Chris. So I shouldn't be keeping it in the money market account?
Yeah, that's fine. A money market account, a CD, savings checking, all of those are fine.
Something liquid. All right. Christine, thank you very much. Great to have you with us. Our phone line's open for you on Air Talk, 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. Mary in Chino, you're on Air Talk.
Yeah, hi there. About a year and a half ago when I saw the storm clouds gathering, I took 50% of the money I had in the stock funds in my 401k and moved it into a safe bond fund that I also had of my 401k. That money's grown 6% in the past year alone. So a week and a half ago when I saw things starting to clear up a bit, I took 3/4 of that money and put it back into the lowest fee funds I could find on my 401k. I wanted to know what your guest thought of that.
I think you're extraordinarily lucky. But I don't think I would necessarily get terribly cocky about it because you made the right move at the right time to get out. You made the right move at the right time to get back in. But does that mean you're going to be able to continue to make the right move at the right time over long periods? I'm fearful that you won't be able to sustain it on a regular, consistent basis and that you will conclude that your genius, which it acknowledged is for these past two moves you've made, will in fact be nothing more than luck if you try to sustain it on an ongoing basis over time. Instead, we could take a different point of view, which is saying that you didn't predict it 6 months ago and you didn't move the money out of stocks and that today you left it alone in stocks anyway and you continue to leave it alone for the next 10 years. Guess what? 10 years from now, you're going to be profitable because the stock market will have recovered by then. In other words, do you need to get lucky? lucky, do you need to be smart in order to achieve long-term investment success? Doing it your way is extremely dangerous because you have to be right every single time. If you ever do it wrong at any one moment, you'll wipe out all the prior successes you've had and put yourself in a worse situation.
Well,
I'm not going to try to convince you you're wrong or you shouldn't do what you're doing. I'm just telling you that what you're doing is dangerous because nobody anywhere has ever been able to demonstrate the ability to do it on a consistent basis.
It kind of reminds me of betting on sports. I mean, you often hear about these cases where people have done a great job of predicting, you know, certain brackets in sports or athletic competitions, but then it's very difficult to do that on a consistent basis. Why is it so hard, Rick Edelman? I mean, why if there are sort of cues that the market gives, why is it there aren't all these people timing the market making millions?
Well, a lot of people try, and they are called market timers, as you pointed out. And the reason that it's so difficult to do it consistently is that the markets are so dynamic, and there are so many factors impacting them. You've got inflation rates, interest rates, the value of the dollar. You've got unemployment rates. You've got productivity numbers out of corporate America. You have international issues with currency fluctuations. You have public policy decisions on Capitol Hill. All of these things are conspiring in different ways at different times, and to try to coalesce them and formulate an effective investment strategy on a short-term basis is frankly the holy grail of investing. A lot of people try to do it. Nobody's ever able to do it on a long-term consistent basis. The downside is that somebody does get it right once or twice, as she has demonstrated herself. And some people will argue, you can't argue with success. Well, yeah, you can. Just because you're right doesn't mean you're smart. It could be that you're just lucky.
All right. Mary, we thank you very much and congratulations on the fact that this has worked out so very well for you. KPCC.org is the location of the AirTalk blog. We welcome your questions and comments. Chance for you to get customized financial advice from certified financial planner Rick Edelman, author of Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. Yours for a $10 monthly contribution to AirTalk on KPCC at KPCC.org. Now, the phone number for you to call to ask questions of Rick Edelman to get his advice on investing to meet a particular strategy down the road, 866-893-5722. 866-893-KPCC. It's your opportunity to ask questions of Rick Edelman to get his customized advice. Rick, do you think that the bank stocks that have been hammered and the questions about the long-term viability of the banks, is that going to be resolved in those stocks recovering?
Yes, ultimately they will be resolved one way or the other. The reason that the bank stocks have been rising so dramatically in this recent market rally is because it was the bank stocks that got beat up the most in the market downturn. And that is classic investment theory that, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and the harder they fall, the bigger they rise. So this is a speculative environment for those that are trying to play the game. We don't necessarily believe that you should try to buy these stocks in an effort to get rich quick. There are some who will want to play that game, and they will or will not have success from those efforts. But clearly, the economic crisis of our nation has been based on the financial sector, beginning with the mortgage environment and spilling over to Wall Street. So it's not a surprise that the banks have been at the center of that storm.
And what about real estate? Do you see this as a great time to buy, particularly in areas where the housing market's been most distressed?
Well, there's no question that California in particular, Las Vegas and Florida, the other two severely impacted markets around the country, but Southern California particularly has, as we all know too well, have suffered massive losses. We also have to remember that they enjoyed the biggest gains for the last 10 years, and that's why the losses are the biggest now. Is it the right time to be buying? Yes, if. And that's a big if. If you plan to stay in that property for at least 10 years, then you can consider going out and buying it now. Does that mean that the price is at its lowest right now? Not necessarily. Real estate prices are going to probably remain soft through this summer. Some are projecting it may take another calendar cycle to next summer before we finally hit the bottom low. But how much lower are they going to go? Probably not an awful lot. We've seen dramatic declines in prices and a dramatic decline in interest rates. That together has combined to make housing prices very, very affordable compared to a year ago. And we're already beginning to see a dramatic increase in the number of buyers coming into the market. So this is considered a whole lot better time than a year ago. And as long as you're long-term oriented, it's not a bad opportunity.
Rick Edelman, certified financial planner, author of Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. More conversation with him, and we'll be taking your phone calls in just a couple of minutes. But first, do want to let you know again, the Air Force confirms an F-22 fighter. That's the new top-of-the-line fighter that the Air Force has. It has crashed in the vicinity of Edwards Air Force Base up in the high desert. No other details are available. We don't have any information on the status of the pilot or when that fighter jet went down, but it's the new top-of-the-line one. It has crashed, one of them near Edwards Air Force Base in the Southern California high desert. This is Air Talk on KPCC.
Hi, my name is Ford Phelps, and I'm a student at Brentwood School. I'm 12 years old, and I listen to KPCC every single morning. It's how I get my news, and I love all the programs like StoryCorps and everything on the weekend like Car Talk. And it's a great time for me to bond with my dad because I like to listen to it with him. And I'm a subscriber, and you can become a member too. Contribute online at kpcc.org or call 866-888-5722. Thank you.
Love hearing young listeners just like that. Betty St. Peter is our director of marketing at KPCC, and it is so heartening because that's the future of public radio, and so many of our listeners have exposed their kids to it, have clearly made public radio listening a priority, and then it influences the next generation. Right now, we're asking you to invest in that next generation
yes.
of public radio with your financial support for AirTalk at KPCC.org.
If Fort Phelps, who is 12 years old, is a member and is contributing to KPCC, you can too. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. Right now is the time because we have a very generous challenge.
With 19 minutes to go in today's Air Talk, we are 39 members away from fulfilling a $5,000 challenge. It comes from longtime Leadership Circle members Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coto de Casa. They've said if this can induce 120 members to contribute during Air Talk today, they will contribute $5,000 additional dollars. Why? Because they want to encourage you. They want to encourage you to stop putting off your gift that you've been planning to make. To do it now, kpcc.org, 866-888-5722. How close are we, Betty?
Well, let's see. We've got 39 members to go, and we need, 36 members to go. That's great. That means you're calling. So if you haven't called yet, 866-888-5722, right now is the time. You know, there's no shortage of information these days. There's internet, billboards, TV. In fact, you're bombarded with information at every turn. But reliable, useful information can be hard to come by. And that's why you listen to KPCC, and that's why you need to support KPCC right now and help leverage this very generous challenge, kpcc.org.
866-888-5722. $5,000 at stake with 18, now 17 minutes remaining in Air Talk this morning. Now, the most popular level of giving at KPCC is $10 a month. You're not bound by that. We'd love to have contributions that are larger than that, or if $10 a month is a stretch, no problem. Give what's right for you. But for $10 a month of giving, you'll get a copy of Rick Edelman's book, Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. He's a certified financial planner, syndicated talk show host, and best-selling author. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722.
We need 35 more members, and you can bring us one step closer to meeting this challenge. You know, Larry, I've got a quick story to share with you.
Yes.
I shared it with Steve earlier this morning. Yesterday, I had taken my mom in for one of her regular checkups, and her doctor sat down and told me how much he loves listening to KPCC, which always warms my heart. But then he took that one extra step, and he brought out his checkbook.
Wow. Wow.
And he made a generous contribution to KPCC. And as he handed it to me, he said something that really struck a chord. He said, you know, there's many of us that are blessed with a job that we go to every single morning. And not only do we face our day with gratitude, but that reminds us that we have to continue to give. And we have to give to organizations like KPCC that provide a vital service.
What a great doctor.
He's amazing. Nice. Dr. Hethamuni in San Gabriel. So generous. And he said, and by the way, I've been a member for years. This is just a gift in addition to what I normally give every month.
What a great example.
Wonderful.
Thank you for sharing that, Betty. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. Does that physician's comments, do those resonate with you? Is that how you feel about KPCC? I mean, to put it bluntly, you're listening during the fun drive. How much more committed can you get than that? You care about this programming. We're asking you to take that commitment. Turn it into action right now with $5,000 at stake, thanks to Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coda de Casa. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. Where do we stand now with our members?
28 more members. That means you've got to call right now or click at KPCC.org.
866-888-5722. 15 minutes left, 28 members to go. 2 members a minute, that's the pace we must have if we're going to fulfill the $5,000 challenge from the Reveals. Thank you if you've already done your part. Thank you if you've already contributed to this challenge. Do it now if you haven't. KPCC.org.
Programming on 89.3 KPCC is supported by Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, where you can learn your shade of green on sustainable Sundays and explore different ways to become active in your community's conservation efforts. You'll be able to discuss today's important green issues with leading environmental experts. Special guest speakers provided by Conservation International. More information on the entire series at nhm.org.
We're getting personal financial advice from Rick Edelman, author of Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan. We're taking your calls at 866-893-KPCC. Lenny in Toluca Lake, you're on Air Talk.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Good.
Thanks for having me on. I'm calling today because I have a home that I've owned 10 years. I owe half of what the home is valued at even today. And since I've been in the home, I've always had interest-only loans. The last one that I just refinanced, I guess it was in last January, and I'm currently at like 5.85. My wife and I go round and round about, she says now with these interest rates the way they are, that I should possibly refinance to a fixed. And I look at that, and it would raise what I'm paying a month. And I'm just wondering, well, you know, I do have the money that I could pay the house off if I needed to. And in 4 years, I'm going to have a pension that would be able to, I could take some of the money out of that if I needed to pay the house off at that time. So for this next 4 or 5 years, is there any advantage that he would feel in me refinancing to a fixed?
All right, Lenny, good question. Rick Edelman.
It's a great question, and in fact, you're both right, which seems impossible and incredibly rare among married couples. Yes, you are both right. I have an interest-only loan myself, so you're not crazy to have an interest-only loan. By having an interest-only loan, 100% of your payment goes to interest, which saves you money monthly because you're not making any principal payments, and because it's 100% interest, it's 100% tax deductible, which further lowers the payment as well. The interest rate itself is typically lower than market, which further lowers the cost. An interest-only loan can, in fact, make a good deal of sense if you have the one magic thing, as you pointed out, you have the money available to pay off that loan in full anytime you wish. That's critical, because too many people who have interest-only loans have them because they can't afford any other loan, and that's part of the mortgage crisis we're finding across America. That's not you, which is why you're okay to have it. But your wife is also right. Why? Because she's noticed that interest rates have dropped dramatically over the last several weeks in the economy. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate loan at less than 5%. And the ability to lock in such a low interest rate for 30 years is absolutely wonderful, unprecedented. The last time we've had this was in the 1960s, and this gives you a lot of peace of mind of knowing that your interest rate will never rise, which will happen to your adjustable rate interest-only mortgage that you currently have. So your wife is right, so are you, which means how do you decide? Which one should you choose? Well, whenever you have a scenario where both of you are right, the wife usually wins.
All right, Lenny, best of luck to you. Thanks for your call. Ronald in Silver Lake, you're on Air Talk.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just had a couple questions. Number one is, what's the proper asset allocation for a 30-year-old?
with the 401k and his other investments. And if I wanted to put like $2,000 into individual stocks, what do you think of buying Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
The first question is, the first answer, I should say, is that you should invest all of your current contributions into stock mutual funds. Once you accumulate a balance in your 401k, then you should re-diversify more broadly to other asset classes. But your contributions themselves should go into stocks. That's known as dollar cost averaging, and it's a very effective way to accumulate lots of shares, especially when prices are down right now. Since you're so young and won't be touching the money for 30 years, that is clearly the most profitable approach that you can take. As for the idea of speculating with a few thousand bucks to buy individual stocks like Fannie and Freddie, now that they're down so low in value, I want you to recognize that what you're talking about doing is not investing, but speculating. As long as you realize that it's the equivalent of going to a casino, then great, go ahead and have fun. But I wouldn't gamble a lot of money. I certainly wouldn't gamble my life savings. And I frankly wouldn't gamble any of it, because if you take all of these kinds of gambles over the course of your career and instead invest them prudently in stock diversified funds, you'll end up with more money than even if you are periodically right on bets such as these. We don't know yet what's going to happen to Freddie or Fannie or any of the other major financial institutions, and I really can't endorse the idea of bottom fishing, which is what you're really hoping to accomplish.
Ronald, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks very much for your call. If you have questions of certified financial planner Rick Edelman, you can call us right now at 866-893-5722. Tom in Echo Park writes on the AirTalk blog at KPCC.org. Your guest is basically saying the market will go up over time and that long term you should bet simply on it lifting all boats. But a primary reason the market has gone up in recent years has been the baby boomers en masse have begun investing in the market helped by government programs. Will demographics continue to support that strategy in the future? And beyond that, if you happen to not have too many years left, you get caught in a down market like now, wouldn't that be an awfully stupid strategy? Rick Edelman, your response?
I'll be happy to respond. Let me just mention, I appreciate very much, Larry, your offering my credentials. I am a member of the Financial Advisor Hall of Fame, one of only 100 in the entire country with that accolade. And I've won probably more awards than any other advisor and hold 6 professional designations. I'm not, however, a certified financial planner. It's not one of the designations
okay.
that I hold. I hold 6 others, however. And I'm a continuing ed instructor for CFPs. I teach CFPs and taught at Georgetown University for 9 years. What do you do if you're worried about the demographics of our society, if you're concerned about the fact that as the boomers age, we don't have the strength of their buying power as they enter retirement and start to live off their income? It's an overblown worry, quite frankly. For a lot of reasons, the retiring boomers are not going to pose a threat to the American economy. In fact, they're going to be supportive of it. One thing that retirees do is hoard assets. They hold on to money. They don't liquidate in mass. You don't reach age 62 and suddenly decide to sell all your investments. Instead, you generate an income stream off of them. So the boomers are not going to result in a massive selling of assets. We also have to acknowledge that behind the boomers are the boomlets, the Gen X and Gen Y generations, not only in America, but worldwide. And there is a huge demand for American stocks from the youth around the world, India and China in particular, where, of course, their populations dwarf that of the United States. And on top of that, we have one final answer to your ultimate concern that should you be worried about having all of your money in stocks at the very moment stocks might fall. This is why you shouldn't have all of your money in stocks. You shouldn't even have necessarily a majority of your money in stocks. The real key, the real element to success is asset allocation. How you invest your money, not just in stocks, but bonds, government securities, real estate, gold, oil and gas, natural resources, foreign securities, as well as money market accounts and bank accounts. The asset allocation decision is key, and too often people treat it, Larry, like it's an either or, an all or nothing kind of a question, and it's not. You should have 12 eggs in 12 baskets. That's what we do for our clients, and that's the best way you can handle it for yourself as well.
Rick Edelman, we are too quickly out of time. I'm so sorry we can't can't take. We have excellent listener calls we're not going to be able to get to. But, Rick, thank you very much for talking about the book and joining us on Air Talk. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Rick Edelman, Rescue Your Money, Your Personal Investment Recovery Plan, published by the Free Press. It's yours for $10 a month of support to Air Talk on KPCC at kpcc.org or 866-888-5722.
Hi, this is Renee Rivera. I have no time to read the paper or watch TV, so I turn to KPCC for informative, intelligent, balanced news. And since I'm in the car so much, I've become a KPCC news junkie. Even my 7 and 12-year-olds enjoy much of the programming, like This American Life, and we've had some great discussions. So thanks to you, KPCC, from me and my family for being an important part of our family and day.
To become a part of our family, just pick up the phone and dial 866-888-5722 or go to kpcc.org. And thanks.
We appreciate you so much, and we don't ever want that to get lost in our request for your financial investment in KPCC right now. We deeply appreciate you. Betty St. Peter, our director of marketing, is with me right now, and we are up against the wall. We have 5 minutes left in today's Air Talk and 17 members to go to fulfill a $5,000 challenge from Leadership Circle members Chip and Kitty Reveal of Coto de Casa.
You give a lot of thought to how you invest your money. Well, there are a lot of worthwhile organizations in need of your support. As a nonprofit providing public service, KPCC relies on your support as well, and more than ever right now, to help us meet this very generous challenge. KPCC.org or 866-888-5722. 17 to go. We can do this.
Make it part of your contribution right now. The fact that you are fulfilling a $5,000 challenge from the Reveals. This is a chance for you to leverage with your dollars, your gift in any amount, these additional funds from the Reveals to support the mission of KPCC, which is serving you. You know your gift is worth that. We're telling you right now what a difference you can make and asking your contribution to be made right now. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722.
Join Anita Wirtz from Santa Monica. She just called, or she just gave me, she said, "Public radio is the highlight of my week. Thanks to the generous Coto de Casa couple who are matching your contributions this morning and making this my lucky day." Make it your lucky day, too, because there's $5,000 that you can help KPCC get. Leverage your giving right now. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722.
Time is of the essence. $5,000 are at stake. Put us one step closer. Click and join kpcc.org, 866-888-5722. One of the ways with which we can thank you for the most common level of giving, $10 a month, is with our new water bottle.
It's a great looking water bottle. It's stainless steel. It's one of the, you see them all over the place now because you use them over and over. They don't end up in a landfill. And it shows your support to KPCC. We need 12 more members. Time is of the essence. That means you right now. 866-888-5722. We need you. We're waiting for you. Please come and give.
Or you can call 866-888-5722.
We know money's tight now, so we especially appreciate every listener supporting KPCC. Like Michelle Gamrell of Pasadena, who just renewed her membership.
I wasn't going to renew my membership because money's super tight right now. I have a new baby, and since I'm self-employed, being on maternity leave means no income. But I'm an NPR junkie, and I love KPCC, so I just couldn't not support my station.
Thank you, Michelle, and thanks to all our listeners. Contribute now at kpcc.org.
We are 10 members away, Betty. 10 members away. We have 2.5 minutes to fulfill this challenge. KPCC.org, 866-888-5722. Please understand that $5,000 are at stake, which is very big to KPCC.
Yes, it is.
And you have the power. It is within your power right now to fulfill this challenge and release those funds.
10 members, that means you plus 9, but don't worry about the 9. You're the only one that you should be concerned with right now. You need to give kpcc.org. We so rely on you, and we are so grateful that you are partnering with us today. 866-888-5722.